Okay. I was thinking about this. I made this, I think you say, joke or comment a lot to people the last few days, but a week or so. But it's a very humbling thought to actually think now that, the reign for the Gadol HaDor is now available. It could be really anybody in this room. Prior to last week, you couldn't take it. There are certain positions in life that you're really able to hold until death. It seems like Tom Brady is actually trying to make that, a case as well. But there are certain things that you can really have until you die. And being the Gadol HaDor evidently is one of those. So now we have an opening now with the passing of Chaim Kanievsky. And I just want to talk about what does it mean? How does one become a Gadol? But at the end of the day, I don't want you guys to feel bad. I'll be perfectly honest with all of you. As you know, we have you guys are great. But if we're being honest, and even Shulman, who now that's two straight times he's come. That's incredible. It means a lot to me and my family. It means a lot. Even with Shulman, the seven of you, you ain't going to be the Gadol HaDor. I don't want to burst your bubble. I don't want to get you guys all upset. It's okay. It may be more, now with all these, Orthodox people becoming like professional athletes, and that's becoming a thing, it's much, much, much more likely Ryan Terrell makes the NBA and is playing in the NBA than any of you becoming the next Chaim Kanievsky. But we still need what to strive for. And despite the fact that, Waxman's pretty kishmak, but despite the fact that he's not going to be the next Gadol HaDor, we all could be the best versions of ourselves. And probably at this point, not that obviously we could always be better, but probably if we're just being honest, we're not really yet at that point. So what makes a Gadol? What makes us be able to be the best we're able to? So a lot of it is Yad Tishmaya. It is, there is what you're born to. Like, you can't, it's just not fair to say, Chaim Kanievsky was born to the stipler. The Chazon Ish was his uncle. And we're born to, whatever we're born to and wherever we're born from. All great families, I'm sure, confident, but, just a little different and nothing wrong with that. And a lot of it also is just, you have to daven. You have to really daven for anything in life. We are lucky to have korbanos in our room with us. Some of us have been, striving so high, we now say korbanos. That's the thing at the beginning of the siddur, before Rabbi Yishmael, after brachos. It's a lot of pages. I took my son with me to Megillah reading, and I felt we were yotzei. Like at a point, he looks when the last page was to know when it would be over. So I felt like you're yotzei to know on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, do master baseball, how many pages, and you have the art scroll, you got to divide in half, and some pages are half, and duchening doesn't really take that long. We're all doing cheshbonos during the avoda. I'm not alone. We're all doing it. So my son graduated to we have three pages left, Hebrew, pages are just long, till we're done with the Megillah. So we're all holding that. So korbanos are the part after brachos, between brachos and Rabbi Yishmael, we have korbanos, and we're zoche in our room to have somebody who does say korbanos. So how do we become our best version, Shulman? Shulman been wondering that every day. He walked in here in the middle of August. He came to our chanos here from day one. From day one, and every single day while he's on his phone, or he's in the bathroom, or in bed, or whatever, or in shiur, whatever it is that he's doing, he's wondering, how can I be my best version? How can I be like this crazy guy, Merrill? He comes in sometimes, he tells me I could be great, but I just look at myself and I just see a guy wearing polo shirts. That's what I'm seeing, holding my kippah, doing whatever I'm doing. How can I be great? How can I be great? What's the biggest plague in Leva Torah, Krupp? You're going to get it wrong. What's the biggest plague Leva Torah guys have? So basically on that, consistency. Consistency stinks. Although I was telling Rabbi Hartstein recently that, there's a few things that maybe I would change the yeshiva, but there's one thing that should be unacceptable. It's March 28th today. How do I know that? It's my wife's birthday. Otherwise, I wouldn't know the date.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. You have to have the recording. It's March 28th today. There are still a couple guys in the yeshiva. I have no idea who they are. That's horrible. But that's not a lack of consistency. That's sometimes when you go to the bathroom and it's so, so bad and you're just like, how did that possibly leave my stomach? That's sort of like that. That's the bottom. But then there's other people who, sometimes they're here, sometimes...
Interesting.
You just never know what's going to come out of my mouth. We just start and,
Go with the flow.
We just never, that, you know, that's why I usually have to wait till 8, because you know, gotta get your money's worth. But we just never know what's gonna come out. But that's not a lack of consistency. That's just guys who are pathetic, but or whatever, struggling, however you want to look at it. But then you have lack of consistency. Then you feel, okay, one day I can do this, 2 days I can do this, then 2 days I go backwards, and then I can't do this, I can't do that. And that's the biggest plague. We just can't get consistent. So what made, you know, there's a lot of, when it comes to Gedolim in general, sometimes you can have stories that are inspiring. Sometimes you have stories that are like, they're just totally unrelatable. And sometimes they do things that what they're doing are not relatable, but the idea is relatable. So when I saw Chaim Kanievsky's schedule of his day, I was pretty blown away, but not in the sense of like, okay, I'm not doing that. Like, I'm not starting my day at 12:25 in the morning and ending my day at like 10 o'clock at night. And I'm not learning, you know, before davening, I'm not learning, like, you know, more Torah than, like, entire Leva Torah learns the entire year in one morning. Like, it's not happening. But the fact, like, just seeing, like, what a regimen of consistency, like, I'm in Rabose's chat, and he gave some mustard his share today. He said, if you're sick, okay, don't show up. But if you're just not feeling a little bit, like, get ready, get used to it. That's life. You know, we're not feeling so great. We just have to show up. That's what life is. And what makes someone so great, and when you look around the yeshiva, and you do see guys that are doing very, very well. And even if you look around staff members, you're probably like, wow, some staff members are really, they're not all the same. Some are just like very different plateaus. You might have noticed that, like, you know, it's not like Recep wasn't allowed to get corona. It's just not shaykh for him to have gotten corona. He's like the only staff member that didn't get corona. Like, he's just here. Like, you know, you might be terrified of the man, but like, he's always there. Like, you're like, you're looking like, wow, he's never not there. And there's a reason to that. There's a level of consistency that he has that and people have that are just different. And what Chaim Kanievsky had, what all of us need to be able to be our best version, is just being consistent. Whatever that is, that level of consistency that it is, but to have that. To actually stick to things. Be like, I'm gonna do this, and you know, I'm not going to sell. Like, when I was Shana, we told Rakan Shir, and I had Rav Dudi was I guess basically Rav Eliyahu was today. And you know, it's not a new thing, and it's not a Leva Torah thing. You know, wake up for chakra stinks everywhere. And I guess I could be a little shocked, but I went before Corona, you know, so long ago. I went to someone's house for a kiddush, and he's like four or five like yeshivish guys came down, and they started davening shachar, like 11:30, Shabbos morning. And you're like, okay, fine, you know, whatever, like a Torah, you know, fill out the blank of what yeshiva was. And they were in, like, they were in the mirror. You know, it was not, or brisk, one of the, you know, they were not, it was not a place that, like, they don't know what Leva Torah, like, we have relatives who are, like, in the yeshivish path, like, they don't know, like, what Leva Torah and Tiferet is. Like, they're holding in, like, a very, very different realm. But also waking up at 11:30, so, you know, it's not miyuchad. You guys aren't special. Like everybody else, you know, it's not meyuchat to leva Torah, but the sticking to something, saying, you know, I'm going to, my parents called up Rav Dudi, and they told him, like, stop waking up Mark, he has a hard time, it's really hard for him to wake up in the morning, you know, he has stomach issues, he has this issue and that issue, he likes to be in bed, goes to bed late, he needs to sleep, you know, fill in the blank of, like, the excuses that you can have, and then, like, one day, you know, you just start showing up, and you just start doing it because you realize, you know, you can have a little bit of a headache and show up. You have a little bit of an ache and show up. Your foot can be hurting a little bit, and you can show up. And it's just part of life. And the crazy thing is, like, as you get older, like, you know, you might think that these excuses actually can work. Like, as you get older, like, you know, in a marriage and with kids, you're still gonna be a great father. Now we got it recording with your job. Like, you know, consistency is, like, so important, and it's really that number one plague, and something we really all need to. We all need to work on. You know, I'm hoping, like, you know, I keep in touch better than most. Doesn't mean I'm great. There's definitely people here I won't keep in touch with. They're not great, but better than most. Like, I'm hoping, like, in 10 years, like, you know, Aiden's going to tell me, you know, I haven't missed Carbonos in 10 years. And that's because he's committed. It all starts with a level of commitment. If we're not committed, we end up just doing some stuff some days, but we can never fully be consistent. And also, having, like, you know, Chaim Kanievsky's schedule, again, not inspiring because I can't learn all those things. And the amount he was doing was really, it really was insane. Like, it's just, you know, it was like thing, like, people who just bill insane hours. Like, there's just something that, like, just nalam in a teva. But make yourself a doable schedule. We can all do something. We all have our potential to do something, whatever and wherever we are. But make a doable schedule. The same way that by some miracle, you're not going to finish it. But maybe the Cleveland Rebbe, by some miracle, is going to eat about 14 eggs worth of breakfast today. You know, that wouldn't really be something I would recommend. That's pretty wild. I mean, you're definitely getting protein. No one can deny that. Even Richardoff might say that was too much. But making something, things that are doable, make yourself a schedule. You can do a showman. Think about that. What do you want your life to be? Make yourself a schedule that's doable, that every day you're going to be able to open something up. And at the end of your life, you're going to be like, you know, I might still be wearing that polo shirt, but I'm not the same guy I was March 28th. Not that same guy. Be different. You have potential to be different. The other thing, this is not even a Leva Torah thing. This is a generational thing. I'm probably still part of your generation of this being, in this case. There used to be something called work ethic. And I remember when I was younger, it had to like really snow a lot for them to cancel school. Okay, for any of you from Florida, sometimes like in New York, they get these white things on the ground and it turns into ice, and then they would cancel school.
Really?
So when Bill de Blasio became mayor of New York, he just decided to like start like canceling any time there was like any snow. And then even before Corona, it became a thing. It was like a joke. But it used to be like there could be like a foot of snow and like people went to work. That wasn't like a crazy thing. Now it's like there's a chance of snow. Like you tell your job, you tell your boss, I'll see you like in 3 days.
What?
Why 3 days? I don't know, because maybe it'll snow tomorrow and then I need a recovery day. Like, you know, like you can't, like, God forbid my car should go on the road if there's a little bit of snow. Like,
in New York a few years ago, there was a really bad snowstorm, so they've been scared ever since.
Yeah, I get it. I get it, but you know, when there's like 3 inches, they're also scared of that.
Cleveland, they never close school.
You're the Cleveland Rebbe. But that's like a whole thing that we need to try to bring back. We need to try to bring back into our lives. It's hard work. It's really hard work. And I don't. How many of you are in Gemara for Night Seder? So when I, you know, there used to be a time. How many of you know what Night Seder is? There used to be a time in like all yeshivas that, you know, like Leva Torah was like a little bit less on Gemara. They only did it morning and night. But like that was like every place did it. Then it started to like get into like high school that like Gemara became optional. And I totally get, like, I think it is important. I'm not like knocking what anybody else does. I think it's important to expand your horizons. I think it's important to believe in God. Which is not, you know, I won't take for granted by, you know, your average guy who's walking through here. I think those are all very, very important. But it used to be people learn Gemara. So why do we not learn Gemara anymore? Okay, you could say it's boring, and this, and that. At the end of the day, the reason it's hard. It's really, really hard. It's foreign. What's it talking about? It's not applicable. Okay, we did just do Arvei Pesachim, so it's not exactly like oxes goring you. And we do have every Shabbos, we do make Kiddush. And if you got to, I don't know how far you guys have gotten, if you got to the Pesach stuff, we will have something called the Seder. So it's not exactly like, I hope, it's Hashem. I hear. It's not exactly unrelevant to everybody, but it's hard. We have to be our best version. And it's not a learning thing. That's really in everything we do in everything we do in life. You know, it's you take the Southerners, they're just, you know, they just have a chilled out atmosphere to life. You know, it's good. That's why, you know, Yoni's getting excited. It's going to be like 80 degrees. Like, that's what he's been waiting for 4 months for it to get to 80 Fahrenheit, not Celsius. Yeah, Celsius might, that would probably kill some people. But it's about, we have to work harder. We need to build that in. We also have to be all in. I think that's also like another thing that really, that really affects us is that we're big, big time hedgers. Like we're not enough. Like I don't believe at all. I mean, it's pretty crazy. If you don't believe in like anything, like you're sitting here right now and not in bed, like that's like a pretty crazy thing to me. Even if I'm going to talk about like our ballast systems, like that's still like a pretty crazy thing that you would be here. But we have to be more committed. We're partially committed. We're committed to like the idea in theory, and we like to see a lot of that. Oh, I don't have to come back next year because I'll be in a place where they're going to learn. It's very, very different. Yes, I'm talking to you. Not you, you can move that. I'm talking to you. It's very, very different. Be all in. Be all in. Be fully engrossed in Torah and mitzvot and really getting that to a point where I'm just committed. I'm willing to work hard. Not because I want to be the gadol ador. We all want to be the gadol ador. How have I? You know, imagine like Aiden's like edict if he were the gadol ador. Like, you know, he would master like mixed swimming. You know, it'd be a different world we're living in. That's why you're not becoming the gadol ador. But being the gadol of ourselves, being the best version, Gersh, be the best version of yourself. Work hard. Stop being lazy. Stop thinking about Kenny's potato cocoa and start thinking about putting your, I know, it's so good, it's so good. The third issue, for us to be the best we have, this is, and the other guys in this year who aren't here right now. We had some guys over a few weeks ago, and my daughter and son, my daughter for sure said the 24 books of Tanakh. Now, I don't know who said it there. It was you. But somebody said there, like, I don't think any of us know them. Somebody else did say that. That doesn't mean she knows it by heart. She just knows what they're called. There is a very, very limited knowledge of what we know. I put myself in this category. We just know very, very little, which is a Jewish problem. It's a world problem. Like, our level of knowledge is just not. I even find it like sports. When I was in 12th grade, before opening day, my chaver and I, we took every team's starting lineup. Starting rotation, setup man, and closers. I don't know, like 16, 17. That's like five, close to 500 people. We were missing like 30. It's like a lot of Royals. Like, who knows the Royals? We were missing like 30 players on all these teams. Like, just, I feel like when I talk sports with people now, like, just our knowledge of what people are coming, like, we just know nothing. We know nothing. We're done. Like, we don't use our brain for anything. I've been here 3.5 years. I'd have no clue that my phone had to get to your slime. Truth be told, I can't even get to most places in Beit Shemesh without my phone. Like, we've just, our brains have been used to not knowing how to work. Like, I don't need to know anything because I can search anything. And obviously that applies by Torah on a very serious level. That we need to start having Kinyanei HaTorah. We need to know what we're learning. We need to know things so that obviously if we want to be interested in something, we want to be engaged in something, when you know it, you're more enticed. When I'm a big Jacksonville Jaguars fan. Not much to root for, but it wasn't so long ago. 4 years ago, they were playing in the conference championship against the Patriots and winning by 10. And I probably shouldn't brag about that because they lost the game. So it's not, I know they're winning by 10.
Same with the Steelers. Wait, did you guys win that game?
Yeah, they won that game. When they were playing, so I had some people that joined me from my family who don't know anything about sports, who did not find the game. Yeah, I had to do it. I said if they won the Super Bowl, I was going to give up football then. But now I still have to wait for that Super Bowl. But we had some people in the family who were watching who don't really know anything about sports. And they didn't find that game to be so exciting. Despite the loss, I found it to be a very, very exciting game. And that's the whole point. Like, if you don't know anything, of course it's not exciting. So if I don't know any Torah, of course it's boring. But if I decide today, Poser's deciding today, I'm going to know. I'm going to start doing Chazara. I'm going to start really focusing on what I'm learning. I actually know. And then what happens is, knowledge is a thing we all enjoy. Once Aiden starts having some knowledge, like, you know, this isn't half bad. And maybe God is real. And you start to look at things from a much, much different lens. And things become much, much more real. And then you're going to look at yourself, like, you see people, like, it's not only, like, you know, big Rosh Yeshiva. You have people who are lawyers and doctors and accountants and actuaries and pharmacists and whatever other job they do, who know, even in America, who know massive amounts of Torah. Massive amounts of Torah. A lot of them, okay, they have a good memory, they have a good brain, but they focus on really, really knowing, on really having knowledge. It's huge. It'll change everything. It won't become a boring pursuit. It's kind of like, he barely flinched. It's kind of like davening. Like, when, right, Shulman, do we really know what we're saying when we daven?
No.
You ever daven in English?
Yeah.
Is it different?
Yeah.
So why daven in English every day? It won't only be pancakes that are getting you out of bed. You'll all of a sudden be excited to daven because you know what you're saying, as opposed to, let me read words really quickly and having no clue what is I'm saying. Invest, know something. When we know, we start to be more involved. There's a Rebbe in Karen Biavde, Rav Mendel Blachman, who said the only way you know that you're sort of doing something well in Judaism is when you start to be a little bit off your rocker. And I think there's a lot to take from that. Like, we don't want to always be the same. We want to stand out as being a little different. Because the way to getting to greatness is, if I'm always just doing what everyone expects of me, and I'm always being the same old, I'm never gonna accomplish anything. But there needs to be like, I'm different, I'm going back. Brother, you're going back. When little Brittany comes in for that hug, you have to tell her, I'm different. Brittany, I'm sure, you know, we had great times in high school, but, you know, now I'm different. Now I have to have my head down. Like, we can't bend in for the hug anymore. Let people know you're different. When they're asking you in the summer, like, Aiden, what do you know? And you start like, whoa, you're like ripping off Sukkim and Mishnah. Like, what do? They brainwash you? Like, no! I'm still the same person. Like, I don't wear shoes or pants. Like, I still dress like I dressed before, but I actually know something. I'm different. I'm not the same. I always was. I know where our fear is. Like, I gotta be normal. If anyone looks at me being a little different, God forbid, like, they might say that word, I flipped out. You don't have to worry. It's 2022. No one flips out in Israel anymore. No one's saying that about you. You don't have to worry, Waxman. They're not gonna say, oh, you flipped out. No, you didn't flip out. You just came back. You're different. I'm a little different. I see life differently than I saw it before. And I'm committed. I'm ready. I'm not gonna be, I may not be Rechaim Kanievsky. I may not get to that status of being the Gadol Ador. But I'm willing and ready and open to being better than I am now and putting in some hard work and being consistent. Being consistent. It's really it shouldn't be such a chiddush, but look around. And I'm not even saying it's the last week of yeshiva. Okay? Everybody's done. Everybody's ready to be done. Like, if all of a sudden, like, Rebbe is announced today, Bein HaZman starts today, the Rebbeim would be happier than you guys. Everybody's ready to be done. So this week's not the best raya, but just looking at everything as a whole, just having that level of consistency so that I can be the best, version of myself. Like, you know, the eight of you are not on the list of eight of people I don't know. So the eight, you know, there are people here. That's sad. Sad to not know someone at the end of March. Pathetic. The eight of you are all different than when you entered day one and when the first time I knew. You're all different. But there's still so much work that each and every one of us have to do. And it will all start with that level of, I want to be consistent so I can be the gadol of myself. They're not going to ask you only why you weren't Ruchai Kanievsky, but they are going to ask you why you weren't your best version. And that might start with going to college in Orlando. Okay, we all do Cheshvan and Nefesh every day. But being consistent, being that no matter what, I'm going to be consistent. I'm going to do everything I'm doing, I'm just going to look at it that I'm not going to miss. When I went back, Shana Aleph, coming from New York, I think everyone from New York went back for Pesach, or at least it seemed like in the past. Although my year, it wasn't that case. But I think almost no one from Leva Torah went back that year. But I thought for sure everyone went back. So I went back, and like one of those like losers who was on like the right away flight with like every yeshiva and seminary student. You know, like the kind of place, like if Ramo was there, like he'd literally just pick up the plane and like throw it. Like it would like just make him want to vomit. But I went back right away, and I had like there was one thing I was committed to doing when I went back, Shanav. It wasn't not giving Brittany a hug. It wasn't learning Torah every day. But I went back that day, and I said, and that before on the Erev of Leaving, like, I'm not going to miss a minyan when I go back. No matter what, I'm not going to miss a minyan. Some of you can be in places where it's more challenging. I was anyone who's staying in Israel, and anyone who's in Ramat Beit Shemesh, important thing to know. There are other minyanim besides Leva Torah. I know that always comes as a chiddush. It's not that if you miss a davening time of Leva Torah, there are no other minyanim. Like, Israel, Baruch Hashem, has more than one shul. It's not only the Leva Torah guys that get the daven with minyan. Other people have managed to find the minyanim around the country. There are plentiful. There are a lot of minyanim to find them. And, I mean, that was my commitment because I realized that was something I worked very hard on. Like, after I realized, like, it was ridiculous. My parents told Rav Dudi I couldn't wake up. And I started doing it and realized it wasn't so hard. Never got so into Karbanos, but, you know, whatever. I was never Aiden. I was never God Aiden. Like, your parents knew what they were doing when they named you. I wasn't doing Karbanos, but I made sure to never miss Minyan. It was very, very important. And understanding, like, looking back years later, that was a major thing for me, because as much as you've each accomplished the last 7 months, it could so quickly go down the tubes, which is doing nothing for the next month or not being your usual self, like not standing by what you believe in. You can lose everything that you've accomplished. So we're gonna go around the room.